August 31st, 2022. After a live stream meditation, Sat makes the following comments.
In inspirational sharing, before we go.
This meditation, the words, were very helpful. I mean, these are jewels, and I'm thankful that Mirok puts this together so beautifully.
Because you get it. Otherwise, you might think that why is Sat says no ambition? There is a way to achieve something easy and spontaneously, and there is a way to feel like you are the doer and I have ambition to get it. One, it has a struggle, mental struggle, the other one doesn't. So that's really what it means. Or wanting to correct ourselves, I'm not good enough, I'm not doing enough. I don't know where we picked this type of obstacle that we all carry that way. And it doesn't help. It doesn't help us to get where we want to go. It just makes our life miserable. So anytime we have a judgment of ourselves, just relax your body and don't pay much attention to it. Anytime we feel like we don't have enough, we relax our body and we don't pay attention. Because the ego, the personality, the ego lives by lack, judgment, and self-condemnation, or self-praise. It's just like a pendulum, just goes around this four. And each of these creates insecurity, one creates fear, one creates insecurity, one creates different negative branching out from one belief system. So we just have to be watchful and not believe it like we did before. The thought comes, I don't do enough. I'm not good enough. I emphasized in this too, I don't have enough. It's a lie. What we have within us can solve anything if we rely on that. Like the talk I had with Nilu in Cancun on the balcony. Then we realize the supply is not in the hand of man, but is in the omniscient self. Once we rely on that, the things come to us easier. And this is a lifetime practice. And each time that we're able to release this false identification, there is a space of peace and joy. So if you add this together, then you'll, as years go by, we have less and less worries, concern, desires, and misery. Any sharing? Go ahead.
I usually don't have like nightmares or bad dreams, and I had some of them, like which kind of like childhood things that was not pleasant. But instead of dwelling on why it's coming and things like that, I hardly even remember during the day. I noticed that to me, I felt that they come to be eliminated. So these are just,
if you're not going to pay attention, then don't come up with any ideas. When you sleep, there is a dream. Sometimes good, sometimes not. When you get up in the mornings, there is a day. Sometimes it goes your way, sometimes doesn't.
So just don't think about it at all.
Unless there is a significant dream, yes. If there is a significant dream where there is a teaching happening or elimination is happening.
So a lot of my dreams are like that. A lot of teachings from you comes from dreams.
Oh, those are paying attention, but The mixed up ones.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Satran, I had a very profound experience. I think I observed what you were teaching us, that you are the light. And thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome, because it's your effort that brings fruit. I was thinking now and then, why is this driving me to see people happy? Or to be instrumental so they gain their happiness? And I realized that we are all part of each other. That we are all one. It's just that I pay more attention to it. And of course you want to see all your faces having a smile on it, right? And that goes for any beautiful act that comes from any of us. The roots of it, when it's selfless, which all of our acts are selfless, is because we are all one. We're part of the whole. And of course we want to see joy more than enjoy on each other's face. And pity those that they don't rejoice for each other's joy. And there are a lot of people in the world that envy instead of being happy. And I'm so glad that we all selflessly want to see each other in a good place and inspired. And without inspiration, what is in life? It's a chain of solving, losing and gaining. Good luck to those that just rely on that only. Namaste.